The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." And Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. And when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him, and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. I feel you, Isaiah. I really do. I know what you're going through. This passage with Isaiah. You can see that Isaiah is a little overwhelmed by this encounter with the Lord. As it progresses, you get a sense, a feeling that Isaiah is not too sure about this. He suspects that there is something that God has in store for him. And we see that he's trying to gracefully bow out of whatever task God has in mind. I'm a man of unclean lips. This image I have at the end, God sending the angel, boop, now you're clean. No more excuses, Isaiah. We see this in all three readings. There is a line going through them all of not being up to whatever task or mission or ministry that God has in mind. We say that with Isaiah. Paul, describing his lead up to being an apostle, saying, "I'm the least of the apostles. I'm not even worthy of the name." And then there's Peter. "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. I'm not up to whatever you have in store for me." I think all of us have used those same words in an encounter with God. Well, maybe not the same words, but very, very similar words. Trying to gracefully bow out of whatever ministry or mission or task that the Lord has in mind for us. Not really sure if we're up to it. And trying to get out of it. Oftentimes, it comes across as, "I'm not worthy. Please, don't even ask. I'm just not worthy." Have you used those words before? Well, here's the thing. None of us are worthy. Not a single one here. And even more, we can't make ourselves worthy. But God makes us worthy. His love makes us worthy. He sees us as worthy. And he constantly tugs, calls, invites us to a task, a ministry, a mission, whatever. Because in his eyes, we are worthy. For him, we are worthy. And he won't listen to any of our excuses. And now, I am looking for an unclean person with unclean lips. Anyone here fit that task? Oh, Chloe, come on up. Chloe's going to share with us a little bit about the annual Catholic Appeal. We've been preparing for the annual Catholic Appeal. And she didn't offer any excuses. I know she's incredibly nervous, but she's also excited. And share with us about this year's appeal, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Chloe Purgerville. I have been a member of Corpus Christi Parish for basically my whole life. We have an active and vibrant parish filled with wonderful people, and I feel blessed to call Corpus Christi my home. Father Chris twisted my arm, honored me with the opportunity to talk to you about this year's annual Catholic Appeal, Together in Charity. I'm a little nervous, so please bear with me. The Diocese of Tucson covers 78 parishes and 35 missions in 9 counties in southern Arizona. The annual Catholic Appeal provides the financial ability for over 26 ministries and charities to serve individuals and families within the communities of southern Arizona, such as support for vocations and seminarian education, evangelization and discipleship formation, religious education, clergy formation, marriage and family life, and outreach to people throughout the 9 counties of our diocese. As an appeal, the ACA is an opportunity for the faithful to be good stewards of the church, live their faith, and give back to their communities. The ACA also allows our parish to reach beyond our parish boundaries and help minister to the entire Church of Tucson. I am excited to be participating in the annual appeal for the first time. It is an opportunity for me to exercise and take responsibility for my discipleship. Part of being a disciple is being a good steward. I'd like to share with you this description of a good steward. A good steward is one who receives God's gifts gratefully, tends and cherishes those gifts accountably and responsibly, shares a portion of those gifts in love and justice with others, and returns these gifts with increase to the Lord. For me, participation in this year's annual appeal is an important step in my stewardship journey, an expression of thanks to God for the gifts I have received. As Father Chris mentioned last week, our parish has 3 goals. Number 1. Reach our goal of $70,000. This is the same goal we had and successfully reached last year. Number 2, be the first parish in the diocese to reach our goal. We have a history of being one of the first. Number 3, participation of every parishioner in this year's annual Catholic Appeal. We have a reputation of having the highest participation rate in the diocese, but we are still aiming for 100%. Next week, we will have an opportunity to make our commitment to this year's annual appeal. Please take the next week to pray about how you will participate in this year's appeal. Please join me in supporting the annual Catholic Appeal and making it a success in our parish and in our diocese. Thank you.
Good job. No need to be nervous. But they are scary people, aren't they? I invite you to take the next week to pray and discern about how we will be a part of this year's appeal. And I really do ask you to be a part of it in one way or another. I ask that you don't ignore the appeal, be apathetic to the appeal. You know what the opposite of love is? It's not hate, it's apathy. Not having anything to do with another person is the opposite of love. We are called to be a loving people, and so I ask that you not be apathetic to the appeal, but discern how you will be a part of it. And that will be different for each and every individual. Pledge, donation, gift, even saying, I can't give this year, but I am praying for its success. Filling out that pledge card and saying, I'm praying for the success here in the parish, here in the diocese, is being a part of the appeal, consciously deciding how to be a part. And so, your homework for the next week, pray, discern about the annual Catholic appeal. And next week, all of us together will be making our commitment.